Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
You're listening to House of Cards.
Today, the game is different.
I want to gamble.
Gambling is a very serious business.
Is that clear?
Welcome to another fun-filled hour of House of Cards. This is Dave Weishattle D from the Swamps of Jersey. We have an amazing guest. I mean, I say that every week, and anytime I'm hosting, I think we have an amazing guest, but we really do this time. His name is Eitan Elfeld. He's a publisher, he's a filmmaker, and he's also the organizer of the Mind Sports Olympiad. Get this, Monopoly, chess, poker, backgammon, dominoes, and it's all under one roof. And his brand new event, which he invented himself, called Diving Chess, playing chess under the water. And then we're going to have Mailbag, where we answer your questions. So stick around. We'll be right back with more House of Cards. Hey, it's Dave from House of Cards, and you know this show keeps me busy traveling around the country. Do you hear all that noise behind me? That's a casino floor in Atlantic City. Even though I'm around all this excitement, I still need a good night's sleep, and that's why I bring my pillow everywhere. Now, don't get me wrong, the hotel rooms here are very comfortable, but some of their pillows aren't the best for my back and neck. That's why my pillow is a must for me when I travel. And now there's a great new deal being offered by the folks at my pillow. For a limited time, House of Cards listeners can receive a very special offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code CARDS or call 1-800-319-7913 to take advantage of this 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with promo code CARDS. That's promo code CARDS to take advantage of this 4-pack special. Better sleep starts with MyPillow. New Jersey's online gambling market is loaded with so many different sites and all kinds of promotions, it's enough to make your head spin like the reels on an old-time Atlantic City slot machine. So how do you make sense of all that information floating out there in cyberspace? Well, you don't have to. That's because the folks at NJOnlineGambling.com have done all of that for you. NJOnlineGambling.com is your complete resource for all the online sites in New Jersey. Which games have the biggest jackpots? NJOnlineGambling.com has the answer. Which sites use PayPal for deposits? NJOnlineGambling.com has the answer. NJOnlineGambling.com is the most trusted guide to the New Jersey online gambling market. Industry news, site reviews, the latest slots, table games, poker, they got it all in one spot. It's the ultimate resource for online players in New Jersey. They even got the best sign-up offers, better than some of the ones being offered by the online casinos themselves. Look, they say bet with your head. So why not do the same before you bet and check out NJOnlineGambling.com, the most trusted resource around for New Jersey's online gambling market.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, BABE16, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus...
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code BABE16. Again, that's BABE16. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's BABE16 at adamandeve.com.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. A little gambling is fun when you're with me, I love it. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. But oh, whoa, I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Oh, whoa. Show him what I got. Carry me, no, he can't read my poker face. She's got to love nobody. Carry me, no, he can't read my poker face. She's got to love nobody. Pop, 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 poker face. Pop, pop, poker face. Ma, 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 ma. Pop, 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 poker face.
Guys.
Pop, poker face.
Guys.
Ma, 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 ma.
Look, I really think it's time for us to do something. This is all getting way out of hand. What do you mean? The song is sweet.
You're listening to the House of Cards.
Whoa!
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show. Hey, it's all about ratings, baby, and we got them.
Welcome back to House of Cards. Dave Weishuttle with you here. We have an amazing guest coming up for you. You know, if you're like me, you grew up playing games like Monopoly, chess, even poker, and our next guest brings those games and many others together into one special event. His name is Eitan Elfield. He's the chief organizer of the Mind Sports Olympiad, and he's also the inventor of something very cool called Diving Chess, as well as being a filmmaker and publisher. Eitan, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
I said to Doug before we came on, I think you're one of those guests that I have way too many questions for, but too little time for. It's like, but I want to start off with the Mind Sports Olympiad. When I first heard about the Mind Sports Olympiad, I thought it was an amazing idea. For those who don't know, tell us something about the Mind Sports Olympiad.
Yeah, so it's a unique event that's been going on for just over 20 years. Pretty much every year in London, although it's been in other cities in the UK, and it has over 70 events, everything from poker to Scrabble to Monopoly to new Euro games like Settlers of Catan to classic games like chess and backgammon. And basically, what's cool about it is, in addition to having some of the best games players in the world, we also have a really unique competition called the Pentamind. It sounds kind of like pantomime, but it's got nothing to do with pantomime. I mean, penta as in five, like a pentagram, and then mind as in brain. And basically, the player who has the best five scores in five completely different disciplines becomes the Pentamind world champion. And so we're really looking for the very best games player in the world, and that means showing true mastery of more than one discipline. So every year we've got amazing players. In the last few years, actually, we had a former economics professor from Estonia who's won it, and he's now a professional poker champion. He figured out that he could actually make more money playing poker in person and online, and so he switched to that. And we've just got amazing games players. Everything from in our Scrabble competition, we had some of the top Scrabble players in the world. We've had chess grandmasters come and play, and it's great. Everything from, like you said, Monopoly to games that kids play, like Blockus, which some people might have heard of, or if you remember Abalone, which is that game where you push marbles, try and push them off the edge. I don't know if you've tried that, but that's a classic game which we run the world championship for. In fact, we've got over a dozen world championships, and And the cool thing about it is that it's open to anyone. So you don't need to qualify. You can just come and participate and try and be a world champion.
It's such a cool idea for an event. I mean, how did the Mind Sports Olympiad come into being? Did a bunch of guys say, oh, man, we love these classic games. I wish they were all together under one roof. I mean, how did that idea come into being?
It's pretty random. It is a really unique idea. So, there was three people, actually. Two of them from the world of chess. One is Raymond Keene, who's a chess grandmaster, and the other is David Levy, who's a chess international master. And they joined forces with Tony Buzan, who created mind maps. You might have heard of mind maps, which is a way to kind of visualize the world and use flow charts to think about things. And so in the 90s, they thought that it'd be really cool to have an event that brought all these different games together and create some sort of system to try and see if there's a way to figure out who the best all-around games player in the world was. It was a very ambitious idea, it's really amazing that they've created this thing that still keeps going and growing now.
Mm-hmm. Stick around. We'll be right back with more House of Cards.
We'll get right back to the show, but I want to take a minute to talk to you about Being Genius. How would you like your coffee delivered right to your door every month, maybe two times a month? Well, now that can happen with Being Genius. Being Genius sells freshly roasted coffee from some of the best independent coffee roasters in the country at beinggenius.com. And Being Genius actually learns their customers' individual taste preferences, then suggests future coffee blends for them. Well, how do they do that? Well, this is the cool thing about Being Genius. Over at beinggenius.com, they use an algorithm which learns the coffee flavors you like and then pairs up what you like with the coffee that they have in stock. And it's all based upon you. Every time you order, the system learns. The system learns your preferences as you go along and order more and more coffee. And now, all our listeners can get a special offer. You head on over to beinggenius.com/subscription, and you'll be able to get 10% off your purchase when you use our promo code PIKE, P-I-K-E, at checkout. That's 10% off at beinggenius.com/subscription with promo code PIKE, P-I-K-E. beinggenius.com, the smart specialty coffee subscription service.
You're listening to the House of Cards.
All in.
But you didn't even look at your cards.
Looking at one's cards is the crux for players who rely on skill.
Welcome back to House of Cards. Dave Weishuttle with you here. For those of you just joining us, I am talking with Eitan Elfeld, poker player, producer, publisher, and the chief organizer of the Mind Sports Olympiad. Now, the event is called the Mind Sport Olympiad. So is there a common thread that runs through each game? I mean, are they basically games of strategy? And is there a criteria for a game to be included in the Olympiad?
Great question. We try and include as many different types of games as possible. And we've got games inventors every year pitching new games. Obviously, having a game in the Olympiad gives a lot more recognition and prestige. And so we're always thinking about new games. But really, what we focus on, there are several categories. So we've got your probability games, which range from games like Liar's Dice to Monopoly to poker, backgammon, to newer Euro games. I don't know if you're familiar with Euro games like Settlers of Catan. Have you played Catan?
I haven't played. I heard of it.
It's an amazing game. It's kind of a mishmash of Monopoly and craps.
Okay.
So, in craps, you're rolling dice, you're trying to hit certain numbers, and it's the same thing in Catan. You've got you build little villages on different numbers, and people roll dice and they try and produce different resources if their numbers come up. It's really cool. Much better than Monopoly.
Oh, okay. So I got to check games, it out.
Yeah, you have to check out Catan. It's great. And then there's a lot of games like that. So basically, Euro games, they're these multiplayer games. It's usually four-player games. And they're designed in a way that's different to the classic games like Risk. They're designed in a way that you can almost always catch up. You're never totally locked out of the game. So in Monopoly, usually, if you're, you know, when it doesn't go well, sooner or later, you're basically, you know, you're out of it. And so it's usually between the two leaders. But in Euro games, which mostly come from Germany, they're designed in a way that you're always in it. And that's a lot of fun. And you're usually, to win, it's not about necessarily world domination. It's about reaching a certain level or goal or victory points before other people reach it. Mm-hmm. So we've got Euro games. And then we've also got some really interesting games that they're called modern abstract games. So, for example, the classic strategy games are games like chess or Stratego, and there are a lot of new games that have been invented, like Entropy. I don't know if you've heard of Entropy, but it's a really cool game that plays on the concept of entropy, where each player takes turns playing chaos and order, that's a really cool abstract game. So we've got the abstract games, we've got the traditional games, we've got probability games, and then we also have some really bizarre quizzes as well. Everything from like the Sudoku Championship to the Mental Calculations World Championships. We've got human calculators that come and, you know, I don't know, they can calculate, you know, like the fourth root of some like 5-digit number within seconds. And then we even have a memory competition as well.
Well, what are the demographics for the players? I mean, when it comes to the classic board games, do you see older players or do you see a lot of younger players getting into the classic board games?
Well, good question. I mean, I guess it depends on the game. Chess, for example, has actually a lot of younger people now joining in. But certainly I think that in terms of the Euro games that I mentioned, like Catan, there's Seven Wonders, there's Ticket to Ride, that's become more of a younger player's game, and those are very popular. They've actually got some sort of renaissance these days. I mean, they're very hipstery in a way, and they're very well designed. I mean, games like Go, which we have, again, another traditional classic game, that, you know, young people will play it, but it is, I will admit, games like that have an older demographic. But overall, in the Olympiad, we really have games for everyone. So, like, I think our youngest participant last year was 6 years old, and the oldest participant was in his 90s.
Wow.
So, I mean, it really, you know, there is, we try and be welcoming to everyone. And we also give medals to juniors. So 18 and under also can win a medal. Even though they play with the adults, they can win their own medal.
You know, I was interested to see poker involved in the event. Many people think that's a game of luck, and that's basically what it is. Do you think there's more strategy and skill involved in the game than just luck?
Hell yeah. I mean, poker is, it's an incredible game, and the strategy is unbelievable, and the theory and the way it keeps developing. I mean, it's kind of, you know, just as chess, you study so many opening moves and you come up with all these different strategies, and chess evolves all the time. Poker has been evolving like crazy. I mean, and the way I can tell you that that's true is because, as I mentioned, one of our champions, Pentamind champions, is a poker professional. We have another one, Ankush Khandelwal, who's brilliant, and now he plays poker full time. And he was telling me about all the strategies and statistics that he uses, the way he analyzes his games afterwards to try and figure out how he could have played better. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, some of the smartest people in the world now play poker and then study it. So it can't be a game of pure chance.
That was a great answer. You know, one of the things I've noticed about the Mind Sports Olympiad is that it's always evolving and adding new games. Where do you see the event going in the future, and what type of games you see being added to the event?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, we definitely want to stick to some of the traditional games and keep them in there. I mean, to a large extent, we're also influenced by demand. So whatever the trends are, we have to try and kind of go with them. The Euro games, as I mentioned, are very popular, and that's just really growing these days. Poker. Obviously, poker is very popular. We've got a lot of interesting events that we're trying all the time. I actually go in Essen, which is a small town in Germany. Every year. Sorry, it's got the Spiel, which is a games festival, and I go to see all the latest games once a year. And there's so many new games. I mean, it's crazy just how much is coming out. But, you know, we test the latest games, and then we see what's popular, and we'll often try games, and if people like them, and they want to play them the following year, then, you know, we'll keep them there. But, obviously, the classics will usually stay, but in terms of some of the newer games, who knows? It's just very possible they won't have a long shelf life.
You know, for the show, I interview a lot of esports players. Do you see Mind Sports Olympiad adding esports to the event at a larger level in the future?
Well, first of all, I love esports, I should say. I'm a big fan. And I used to play a lot of StarCraft, which is a really good real-time strategy game. Esports, yeah, they're amazing. We actually did have some, we had StarCraft in the Olympiad for a few years in the past. The thing is, we couldn't, for some reason, it seemed that some of the best StarCraft players, they didn't seem to want to come and play as much of the other games. And we're trying to encourage people. I mean, it's cool. You can come to the Olympiad and play only one game, no problem. You know, there are cash prizes, medals, and all of that. But we'd love to see people try and learn new games and play other things. So for some reason, it was hard to get some of the esports players to actually come and try the other games. So because of that, we've kind of stuck for now to tabletop games, which also are a lot easier from a technological point of view. I mean, you never worry about, you know, the internet connection going down. So it is a lot easier. I mean,
never thought of that. That's a good point.
the stress when you use technology. I mean, there's just so much more to it. I mean, you know, a Monopoly game is pretty simple. The worst thing that can happen is you might be missing a few pieces, which you can take an extra set.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We have been running though a Tetris competition. The old school Tetris game in battle mode, and we still run that. We've had that for several years now, and that's pretty easy to run. But I mean, every year I'm still worried that, you know, something might happen, and, you know, the consoles will stop working. So it's it's harder. I mean, we ran the StarCraft event. It was great, but technology is definitely, you know, there's a lot of responsibility there, and it didn't seem to be worth the effort at the time. But like I said, I'm a huge fan of esports, and when I went, I visited Korea, where we have we've got a partnership there, and they have a children's Mind Sports Olympiad in Korea every year, which we support. And I went to see some esports there, and, you know, the way that people train, and even just to watch the matches, it was amazing. We went to a television studio, my wife and I, and we were cheering on these players, and it was incredible. And this was just actually the TV studio, I should say, was just for the internet. It wasn't for actual television, but I mean, the culture there was just incredible. And yeah, esports, I'm a huge fan.
Stick around. House of Cards will be right back after this break.
Hey, it's Dave from House of Cards, and I just want to take a moment to talk about our friends at PennBets.com. You know, Pennsylvania recently legalized online gambling, so it won't be long before the first online gambling sites start launching across the Keystone State. So if you want to be a player in Pennsylvania, you need a place to go to stay on top of the latest developments, and that's why you need to check out PennBets.com. PennBets.com is led by industry experts and provides the most in-depth coverage of this new and exciting online gambling market. News, reviews, the latest slots, table games, poker. At PennBets.com, you'll have everything you need to navigate the Pennsylvania online gambling scene at your fingertips. Where can you play? What's the latest game being offered? Which casino is running which site? You'll find these answers and much, much more at PennBets.com. Pennsylvania is a new market for online gambling, and things happen fast. So you need a resource that's reliable, insightful, and most of all, trustworthy. And that's PennBets.com. That's PennBets.com. Stay ahead of the game with PennBets.com.
Don't just listen to House of Cards. Now you can be part of the show with the House of Cards Hotline. Call us at 609-474-HOCR and leave a message for Ashley and the rest of the House of Cards crew. Comments about the show, poker questions, you just want us to know about great places to play, or you just got bluffed out of a pot, your messages may even be played on the air. Give us a call at 609-474-HOCR. That's 609-474-4627. The House of Cards Hotline, available 24 hours a day. Call the hotline or send us an email at info@houseofcardsradio.com. And don't forget to visit our website at houseofcardsradio.com and follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. By leaving a message with House of Cards, you consent to having your message played on the air.
Two. she's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust. Dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Need to sell your house fast? We're Homevestors, the We Buy Ugly Houses people. You've seen our big yellow billboards with our caveman Ugg. But did you know that Homevestors is America's number one home buyer? At Homevestors, we can buy your house as is, pay you cash, and usually pay most of the closing costs, and we close fast. Call today for your no-obligation consultation and get out of that ugly real estate situation. If your house needs repairs, you're ready to downsize, tired of renters and those rental property repairs, retiring, experiencing a job transfer, inherited a property, or just need to sell your house fast, do what thousands of satisfied Homevestor customers have done. Call Homevestors today for a no-obligation consultation at 866-I-WANT-UGG. 866-I-WANT-UGG. We'll close fast and pay cash. So what are you waiting for? Call Homevestors today. 866-I-WANT-UGG. 866-I-WANT-UGG.
Many athletes dream of becoming a professional football player. For those young men that do get drafted into the NFL or affiliated leagues, life changes forever for them and their families. Repeated head trauma during their professional football career causes many retired NFL players to experience long-term neurological issues such as ALS, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and dementia. Our attorneys at D. Miller & Associates are ready to help you immediately. Contact us today at 1-855-PRO-LAWYERS for your confidential discussion. Again, that's 1-855-776-5299.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
Hey, this is Dave Weishottle from House of Cards with your House of Cards Gaming Report for the week of April 23rd, 2018. Starting on May 1st, poker players from Nevada, New Jersey, and Delaware will be able to play each other online for real money. The Interstate pool, as of now, only includes the WSOP and the 888 poker platforms, since they are the ones that are located in all three states. Most experts feel that more players and bigger prize funds will be available on these two sites, and more New Jersey online players will be able to participate in WSOP bracelet events. DraftKings has announced a partnership with the Arena Football League. Under the new agreement, which starts in 2019, DraftKings has become the exclusive daily fantasy partner with the league, and DraftKings will also stream the games on their website. The Arena Football League also announced partnerships with Facebook, SportRadar, and the Vegas Stats and Information Network. And finally, newly discovered medieval dice have shown that gamblers tried to cheat even in the 1400s. The dice were found in the Norwegian city of Bergen and had two fives and two fours, prompting experts to believe they were used to cheat with. The dice were found in an area of the city which had lots of inns and pubs where it was believed that gambling occurred. I guess that's why Bergen casinos never caught on. Have any news or tips regarding casinos, gaming, or legislation? Send us an email at newsroom@houseofcardsradio.com and follow us on Twitter at HOC Radio.
Forget about April showers. At Borgata, it's raining cash. At Borgata's Spring Poker Open, April 10th through the 27th, featuring over 43 heart-pounding events, including the $1 million guarantee opening and live-streamed championship events. Qualify online for as little as $5 at BorgataPoker.com. Borgata Spring Poker Open, April 10th through the 27th. Complete tournament details available at TheBorgata.com.
Must be 21 or older. Online gaming available in New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to the House of Cards.
Well, don't take it too hard. I did a lot of stupid things in my life, too.
Stupid? What do you mean, stupid?
Welcome back to House of Cards. Dave Weishuttle with you here.
For those of you just joining us, I am talking with Eitan Elfeld, poker player, producer, publisher, and the chief organizer of the Mind Sports Olympiad. Now, how do players participate in the Mind Sports Olympiad? Are there qualifiers for the event, or can players just register?
You can just register. So we haven't yet put the dates for next year, which will be towards the end of August in London. But if you go to msoworld.com, which is the official website, you'll be able to see, once we update it or sign up to our monthly newsletter, you'll be able to see all the events. This year we had the tournament from the 20th to the 28th of August, and basically, I mean, there's a lot. So the way we do it, we split it into three sessions a day. So there's a morning, afternoon, and evening session. Some events are double sessions, and there's always several events going on in parallel. So you can choose what you want to go into, and there's always something to play. We've got poker every evening, and backgammon pretty much every day. Games like I think I mentioned Go. We've also got some quirky games like let me see here. Oh, I'll tell you about a really bizarre event that we have. I think some people might find it amusing. We run the Creative Thinking World Championship.
Okay,
which is kind of a strange one in a sense, but it's a sort of exam where you've got four rounds, 30 minutes each, where you get these open-ended questions, and whoever comes up with the most creative answers gets scored the highest for each round, and then the person with the best score overall wins. Obviously, you know, you think that it might be a bit subjective, but we've actually found a really good way to score it, and it's been scored by the same guy, Bill Hartston, who's a brilliant brilliant journalist in the UK, and also a chess master, and that's a really fun event that we've been running every year.
That's very interesting. You know, I was reading.
We even have games like dominoes.
Oh.
And then back to the exams. We even run a speed reading competition where last year we had somebody read an entire novel. Obviously, these are new novels that, you know, no one's ever seen before. Somebody read an entire novel in 62 minutes and had over 90% accuracy on recollecting different parts of the novel.
That's impressive. You know, one of the things I read about the Olympiad is that you also allow game inventors to present their creations to the attendees. Tell us something about that.
Absolutely. We love supporting game inventors and trying new games. So we've actually got a dedicated Learn to Play room where anybody can come and learn any of the games that we have and other games from our staff during the event, or just come and play for fun. And in that same room, we try and make sure that we have one game inventor. We don't want to have too many at the same time because we want to give space to each one, but we basically program it such that there's always a game inventor in the room, and they're showing off their latest games. And if people really like the game, we'll actually consider bringing it as part of the tournament into the actual program for the following year. So that's really fun. And if there's a game inventor that wants to come and demo their game, they should definitely get in touch with us.
Well, you're also a game inventor yourself, and you invented a really great game called Diving Chess. What is Diving Chess, and how is it played?
Sure. Well, it's not something that you can try in our Learn to Play room because it involves a swimming pool, so a bit more logistically challenging. So, yeah, basically, you know, I love chess, and I thought, what could be an interesting way to play it without a chess clock? Because usually you play with a clock, either really fast time controls or slower time controls. I thought, what if instead of using a clock, we could try and find a way to regulate our breath? So the idea was to create a chessboard that's at the bottom of a swimming pool and to take turns such that each player can think for as long as they can hold their breath, but they have to make a move before they come back up. So basically, you've always got someone at the top who's basically catching their breath, and then as soon as the player makes a move, they come up. Once they come up, the other player has to go back down. They have to submerge themselves, and they have to make a move before they come up. And so you take turns going down, and it's really cool because it changes a lot of the strategy in chess. It's very physical because, for example, even though you think that you want to sometimes take your time. You might want, so for example, let's say somebody makes a move and you've got them in a very complicated tactical situation. You're trying to put pressure on them and not let them think. So you might actually move really quickly and not give them a chance to catch their breath. So there's a lot of real strange ways to play with time. And I just thought that it's really cool because it doesn't matter what your body type is or your gender. Anybody can play it as long as, you know, you're able to feel comfortable in a swimming pool. And I thought that was really interesting because I saw a really quirky thing called boxing chess in London, which I thought was a little crazy, even though it was entertaining, where basically they would take two players, put them in a boxing ring, and alternate rounds where you'd box for 2 minutes, and then you'd play about 20 moves on a chessboard, then go back to boxing for 2 minutes, and you could either win by knockout or by checkmate. And that was interesting, but obviously, you know, body size mattered a lot, and to a great degree, it wasn't about the chess. It was really kind of this really bizarre hybrid. Whereas diving chess, at the end of the day, it's still chess. It just you have to make sure that you move, quickly enough to be able to come back
to breathe
up and catch your breath.
I got to tell you, I've seen videos of this on the internet, and it's incredible to watch. You actually made chess into a full body experience, which is amazing. I think I went to your, I think it was EitanElfeld.com. I think I saw the video of that.
That's right. Yes, you can see it there. So. On my blog. I haven't updated that for a while, but yeah, it's very quick. I mean, that was the other thing. You know, chess is a great game, but not as interesting to watch. I mean, poker, you know, poker's had a real renaissance in terms of, you know, spectatorship, and they've made it really interesting. You can see the cards, but chess, it's not that interesting. But diving chess actually becomes a bit more interesting, and that was part of the idea. I was trying to find a way to make chess more interesting as well. It just so happens to have the right type of balance. I mean, you could play a lot of different games underwater, but chess, also the pieces, the way they are underwater, and it's also just the right amount of time, I think, for an actual game in terms of, because usually most people can think easily for like 30 seconds to a minute, and I think that's enough time to make a decent move. So it's a really interesting combo.
You know, I want to change gears here. As I said before, you're a filmmaker and you're also a publisher. What are some of the projects you're working on right now?
So we've got a really cool book that's going to come out in March, The Big Book of Poker. It's also from one of our champs that I met through the Mind Sports Olympiad, Dario De Toffoli. He's actually one of the best, games player in the world that specializes in games of chance. So he's an amazing poker player, backgammon player, even wrote a book about blackjack. So he loves to gamble as well, and does very well at it. So I'm really excited to be publishing his poker book, which I think is great. And actually, we had a really cool book that came out about a year ago that I really like. I mean, we publish over 100 books a year, so there's a lot. But we published a really cool book on game theory, which is called Pirates, Gladiators, and Games of Trust. That is a great book if you want to understand how, you know, basic strategy without necessarily studying all the economics of it. So it's very accessible, and the author, Chaim Shapira, has an amazing sense of humor. So that's a really cool book. I'm really into books that can also, I guess, that are different. I mean, there's something really exciting about being able to bring something out there that there isn't quite another product like it, if that makes sense.
How about films? Are you doing any films right now? I know you do a lot of filmmaking.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a master's in film from USC, and I love film. And actually, I'm working right now on a documentary about the Mind Sports Olympiad. So we'll see what happens with that. But I've been producing it this year, we did a lot of filming at the Mind Sports Olympiad. This is the first time that it's been done, and it will be just from this year. And we're hoping, we'll see what happens with it. We're hoping to be able to perhaps sell it to Netflix or something like that. So that's very exciting. And that will give people a chance to kind of feel what the Pentamind World Championship is all about, because we followed some of the top contestants. I don't know if you ever saw the documentary Spellbound.
Yeah.
About Spelling Bee. Yeah, classic documentary. So it's kind of like that. But for the Mind Sports Olympiad.
Eitan, we're running out of time, but can you give the website for the Mind Sports Olympiad so people can get involved, and also give out your website so people can follow what you're up to?
Yeah, sure. So MSOWorld.com is the Mind Sports Olympiad's website. And if you browse it, I think for just a few seconds, there will be a pop-up which can offer you a chance to sign up for our newsletter. And then my blog is Eitan Ilfeld. That's Eitan Ilfeld.com. And the Mind Sports Olympiad, it's awesome. It's for everyone. And we always want to hear from game inventors, games players, and it's a great place for anybody who loves to play games.
Eitan Ilfeld, publisher, filmmaker, and chief organizer of the Mind Sports Olympiad. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more House of Cards. We'll get back to the show in a few moments, but I just wanted to take some time and tell everyone about Bean Genius, the smart specialty coffee subscription service. Bean Genius sells freshly roasted coffee from some of the best independent coffee roasters in the country. They feature over 2,000 specialty coffee blends, all at your fingertips at beangenius.com. Here's how it works. Head on over to beangenius.com and take their palate profiler test to find out what coffee best fits your taste. Then select from a variety of subscription plans. Every subscription comes with free shipping, and delivery can even be scheduled for once or twice each month. And based upon your review of each coffee blend you try, Bean Genius actually learns your individual taste preferences and then suggests future coffee blends for you. And now you can get 10% off your Bean Genius subscription when you use our promo code PIKE at checkout. Bean Genius offers a variety of subscription plans to suit any coffee lover's needs. Subscribe with Bean Genius today and start enjoying some of the best tasting coffee around. And save 10% off your coffee plan with promo code PIKE. Stick around, we'll be right back with more House of Cards. Hey, it's Dave from House of Cards. Now, I'm sure everyone has made some sort of New Year's resolution, whether it's to lose weight, work harder at the office, whatever. And we always seem to break them a few weeks into the year. Well, here's one resolution you need to make and keep. Getting a good night's sleep with MyPillow. They're the most comfortable pillows on the market. Its patented interlocking fill adjusts to everyone and their sleeping habits. I use MyPillow all the time. I sleep great at night and wake up pain-free. I even travel with MyPillow. And now there's a great new deal being offered by the folks at MyPillow. For a limited time, House of Cards listeners can receive a very special offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code CARDS or call 1-800-319-7913 to take advantage of this 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with promo code CARDS. That's promo code CARDS to take advantage of this 4-pack special. Better sleep starts with MyPillow. New Jersey's online gambling market is loaded with so many different sites and all kinds of promotions. It's enough to make your head spin like the reels on an old-time Atlantic City slot machine. So how do you make sense of all that information floating out there in cyberspace? Well, you don't have to. That's because the folks at NJOnlineGambling.com have done all of that for you. NJOnlineGambling.com is your complete resource for all the online sites in New Jersey. Which games have the biggest jackpots? NJOnlineGambling.com has the answer. Which sites use PayPal for deposits? NJOnlineGambling.com has the answer. NJOnlineGambling.com is the most trusted guide to the New Jersey online gambling market. Industry news, site reviews, the latest slots, table games, poker, they got it all in one spot. It's the ultimate resource for online players in New Jersey. They even got the best sign-up offers, better than some of the ones being offered by the online casinos themselves. Look, they say bet with your head. So why not do the same before you bet and check out NJOnlineGambling.com, the most trusted resource around for New Jersey's online gambling market.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, BABE16, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code BABE16. Again, that's BABE16. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's BABE16 at adamandeve.com.
You're listening to the House of Cards.
Brunson, Gus Hansen, Seidel. Ain't nothing special. Watch them on TV back in my house, and it's just so freaking obvious to me that they're bluffing.
I know, man. I can always tell what they've got.
Oh, sure. It's obvious when ESPN is showing you their whole cards. There's no whole card cam here. You want to know what I'm holding? You're going to have to read my face.
Everybody, this is Ashley Adams. You're listening to House of Cards. As all of you regular listeners know, this is my favorite segment when I'm joined in studio by the incredibly handsome Dave Weishattle. Dave, what do we have this week?
Well, before we get to questions from our listeners, I hear you just got back from a trip from Milwaukee.
I left a lot of me in Pottawatomie. I had a great time. Just so you know, the little of the backstory, my daughter, Rebecca, my elder daughter, and I have gone on a number of daddy-daughter trips. I do the same with other daughter, Hannah. And she's now married and living in D.C., but she called me up and she said, well, we haven't done one of those for a while. Where do you want to go? And I mentioned that there were two cities in the United States, major cities, that I had never been to, Dallas, Fort Worth Metro, and Milwaukee. Uh-huh. And she and I said, geez, Milwaukee would be cool. We've never been up that way. There were really cheap fares from both D.C. and Boston to Chicago, 100-something, very small, $120 or so round trip. And then we rented a car and drove up to Milwaukee. I called the PR guy. I got his name. I sent him an email. And he said, hey, come on up. We'd love to show you around. Uh-huh. And we had the best time. First of all, we'll talk more in, I think, another segment to somebody from Pottawatomie where we'll go into detail.
Actually, I think it's the guy you talked to.
Yeah,
the
Ryan
PR guy. Yeah.
Amundsen. What a great casino.
Really?
Okay. Oh, absolutely great. I had no idea. It has tremendous poker. It's got all the amenities. It's nicely situated. It's kind of off the beaten path, a little bit away from the heart of downtown, so you don't have parking problems. It's got tons of its own parking. It's got entertainment. It's got food. It's got everything. Mm-hmm. We had great Chinese dinner.
Now, is it in Milwaukee?
Yeah, itself? It's in the city limits.
It's in the city, okay.
It's in what used to be a really undesirable industrial area that had fallen into disuse. I forget if it was called the Bottoms or the Valley or something, but it's in the city.
Okay.
And you can, in fact, I did walk from there to Miller Park, which is the Brewers Stadium. It's like a mile and a half from the heart of downtown. It's not quite Fenway, but it's pretty close to downtown. And Milwaukee is a great city. It's got neighborhoods and restaurants and food and a river and breweries and brewery tours, and it's manageable. You can walk around it. I had a great time. My playing sessions, in spite of the fact that I really believe that that would be a good place to be your home room, because there are a number of not super skilled players there, I did not have a profitable series of sessions.
Is this a brand new casino?
No. Within the last 2 years, they have built a new hotel.
Okay.
The casino dates back to the 90s. It's been redone and expanded and new casino on the old casino. So, but it's newish.
Okay. Yeah, because when you tell me there's not a lot of skilled players, I'm thinking, oh, it must be a new casino, and these people are new to the poker room.
No, the poker room has really come on the scene, and I think we'll learn more. I had an interview with Ryan when I was there, but we're going to talk to him in more detail in another segment. I think it came online in full form around 2008.
Oh, okay.
Was when the room – but then they've also expanded it, and – they broke ground in 2012, and they opened a new hotel, I think, in 2014. The place is kept meticulously clean and neat.
Is it a big poker room? Or?
Pardon me?
Is it a big poker
room?
Yeah,
it's got 20 tables.
Oh, wow, okay.
They spread a 1-2 no limit. I'm sorry, 1-3 no limit.
That's interesting.
And 2-5 no limit. And Pot Limit Omaha, PLO. And Limit Omaha, 8. And Big O. And a mixed game of... I think a Big O high and Big O high low. The rake is reasonable for these days. I don't like it. It's $5 plus one for the bad beat, but that's becoming
the
new standard.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, 4+1 I always felt was as high as you should go, but a lot of rooms are 5+1 in Las Vegas. At least it's not 5+2. So bottom line is, it was a great trip to Milwaukee. I recommend it as a destination city, and this could be your reason for going, but it's worth spending a weekend there.
And it's reasonable.
And it's reasonable. You can get there cheaply. Fly to Chicago, rent a car for $15-16 a day, drive up, stop at the big cheese store on the way, which we did, and enjoy yourself. So that was my trip, and I guess in the next segment I'll answer some questions.
Yep.
Just reminding you, if a member of our audience has a question for our mailbag, you can email us at info@houseofcardsradio.com, tweet us at HOC Radio, leave a message or text on the House of Cards hotline at 609-474-HOCR. That's 609-474-4627. And if we choose your question to answer on air, you'll receive a BorgataPoker.com baseball hat, a BorgataPoker.com t-shirt, a House of Cards custom poker chip, and a deck of official Hooters playing cards provided by our friends at Hooters of Princeton, New Jersey.
But thanks. Until then, good luck and good day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.